This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, November 11th. Well, cattle markets appear to be kind of running out of gas, in my opinion. The feeder cattle market, of course, not liking what it's seeing in a corn market that was sharply higher yesterday, and a wheat market also sharply higher. So your feed grains prices are shooting strongly higher, and your live cattle prices are not performing all that well. So that's I think the headwinds that feeder cattle face is, you know, the expectation that live cattle will struggle as we work our way through the winter, with feedlots being pretty front-end loaded and consumer demand expected to taper off after the holidays. And frankly, I think we're seeing signs of that already. Even with the cash market this week that has done very well, packers are paying up for cattle. The cash trade at 132 is up another two from last week, and that's up $8 just from where we were 3 weeks ago. So very impressive. And the dress trade at 207 is up three. That's up $11 from where we were 3 weeks ago. So again, cash markets have been surging higher and the packers are paying up. But box beef values are really struggling here over the last few days. We've seen it be mixed, with the choice faltering while the select moves higher. But yesterday, both choice and select started to buckle a bit. Choice was down 228 at 286. Select was down $4 at 267. So the spread gained $1.72 and we're sitting at 1890. Movement was 195 loads. Now, I will say the box beef movement has really picked up this week, but it's coming on lower prices. So the question is, have the packers kind of overplayed their hand, you know, bringing in a lot of cattle, expecting that retail demand would stay strong, and finding themselves a little long on cattle? You wouldn't think that the case if they're still bidding up this week and still wanting more numbers, but it is a red flag that box beef values are declining for both the choice and the select. Typically, we see this happen as you get deeper into December, where, or even in, you know, early December, where your seasonal runs out of gas on the upside, your packer purchasing for the holidays is complete, and then they start focusing on what the demand base will be like in January, which typically is for the lower end cuts. But with beef prices at all-time highs, there's a great deal of concern about just consumers rejecting beef in general. So we want to be, you know, obviously cognizant of what's happening in the box beef market, and with prices dropping like they are while movement is going up, it does suggest that packers are having to discount prices to keep the volume up. The question is, why would they do that? Why would they continue to be aggressively pulling cattle forward? And, you know, they purchased everything on the show list this week at higher money, and then they started raising bids again to pull more cattle forward. So that's positive for the market, and certainly helps to alleviate some front-end supply issues for the feedlots. But the question is, why are box beef prices dropping, and why are the feedlots, or excuse me, the packers continuing to push prices higher? I can't answer that, but I'm seeing what's happening here on the price structure, and I want to be, you know, ahead of the game here if things are starting to turn, or things are starting to buckle. So far, again, you know, packers are paying up. They bought everything on the show list. They actually bumped up prices to pull more forward. All of that is positive. The only issue is that why are box beef prices struggling here and actually moving lower? So we'll see where this all shakes out. But for now, that's what's happening in the cash market. In the feeder, in the futures market, the feeders, again, not liking what they're seeing with a live cattle market that's pretty flat and then corn prices moving higher. The feeders are starting to show some signs of fatigue. And it's led by November, which is just going to expire here in a couple weeks. But they gapped lower yesterday on November. And we're leaving a five-day island top on November. So can you take that as your signal? If it's a contract that doesn't have a lot of liquidity and it's expiring in a couple weeks, well, maybe not. On the Jans and the Marches, we were lower yesterday, but still holding above that important gap level. So we still have a chance for the markets to, take another leg up, get something going on the upside, but it just seems like it's really struggling to do that. We're stuck in a range after a gap higher. Market really should be able to get some more momentum to the upside, and we're just not seeing it. And the rally that we had from the November 1st low equals the rally that we had from the October early low into that rally. So we've got legs of equal length working here too, to suggest that perhaps we've already seen what we're going to see on the upside. In the live cattle futures, we are struggling there too. The markets did okay yesterday. We started out lower, then bounced up a little bit, but we seem to be really, it takes a lot of work to move this market higher. It's just a slow progression upside, and we're nearing these upside targets. So, that's all fine. And seasonally, we would be looking for late no early D's before we put in a seasonal high. But again, it's a very labored type of rally, and doesn't have a great deal of energy behind it. So getting back to the cash trade just a little bit, the slaughter rates this week so far, 365,000 head, that's equal to last week, and it's up 13,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 12 cents. We're sitting at 154.98, and the front month Novembers are sitting at 156.65. So we're still a couple dollars premium on the futures, and I think that's certainly the reason why the front month November has not followed along with the back months. When they were showing some strength earlier this week, a front month November was actually lower. We're just not seeing the cash index improve enough to catch up with the front month feeders. And it's the feeder cattle futures are a cash settlement based on the feeder cattle index. So that's going to have to converge, and it only has a couple weeks. We're not seeing it develop in the cash market. So the futures is the one to buckle here and come back down into alignment with the cash trade. So there's, I think we're seeing some red flags show up here. The feeder cattle markets are just not performing. Corn prices and wheat prices moving sharply higher. And you've got the boxed beef values declining even as the volume picks up. But the good news is that packers are paying up another couple dollars for cash this week, and they've already cleaned up the show list and they're bidding for more. So that's clearly a very positive sign. I think these other things are just red flags that just need to be heeded. So we're still looking for, I think the feeder cattle probably have peaked, maybe a little bit more to the upside. Timing wise, this is about where we would look for the market to stall out anyway. So I don't look for a lot more to the upside in feeders. And I do think it could see a fair amount of pressure if the live cattle do in fact start to work their way lower and corn and wheat prices continue to work higher. Obviously feeder cattle are going to get caught in the crossfire there. So I think we're setting up for another leg down in the feeder cattle. And in live cattle, the seasonal would have us at least hanging in there to the upside for a few more weeks. But ultimately, I think they too start another leg down as we work our way through the winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.